learning to learn. Another related human impediment comes from excessive focus on what we do know. We tend to learn the precise, not the general. What did people learn from the 9/11 episode? Did they learn that some events, owing to their dynamics, stand largely outside the realm of the predictable? No. Did they learn the built-in defect of conventional wisdom? No. What did they figure out? They learned precise rules for avoiding Islamic proto-terrorists and tall buildings. Many keep reminding me that it is important for us to be practical and take tangible steps rather than to theorize about knowledge. The story of the Maginot Line shows how we are conditioned to be specific. The French, after the Great War, built a wall along the previous German invasion route to prevent reinvasion. Hitler just, almost, effortlessly went around it. The French had been excellent students of history. They just learned with too much precision. They were too practical and exceedingly focused for their own safety. We do not spontaneously learn that we don't learn that we don't learn. The problem lies in the structure of our minds. We don't learn rules, just facts, and only facts. Meta-rules, such as the rule that we have a tendency to not learn rules, we don't seem to be good at getting. We scorn the abstract. We scorn it with passion. Why? It's necessary here, as it's my agenda in the rest of this book, both to stand conventional wisdom on its head and to show how inapplicable it is to our modern, complex, and increasingly recursive environment. Recursive here means that the world in which we live has an increasing number of feedback loops, causing events to be the cause of more events, say, people buy a book because other people bought it, thus generating snowballs and arbitrary and unpredictable planet-wide winner-take-all effects. We live in an environment where information flows too rapidly, accelerating such epidemics. Likewise, events can happen because they are not supposed to happen. Our intuitions are made for an environment with simpler causes and effects and slowly moving information. This type of randomness did not prevail during the Pleistocene, as socioeconomic life was far simpler then. But there's a deeper question. What are our minds made for? It looks as if we have the wrong user's manual. Our minds do not seem made to think and introspect. If they were, things would be easier for us today. But then we would not be here today, and I would not have been here to talk about it. My counterfactual, introspective, and hard-thinking ancestor would have been eaten by a lion, while his non-thinking but faster-reacting cousin would have run for cover. Consider that thinking is time-consuming and generally a great waste of energy, that our predecessors spent more than 100 million years as non-thinking mammals, and that in the blip in our history during which we have used our brain, we have used it on subjects too peripheral to matter. Evidence shows that we do much less thinking than we believe we do, except, of course, when we think about it.